Welcome to another great episode of the Ag Bioscience Podcast, presented by Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, also the host of this weekly podcast, where we have in-depth conversation with leaders, innovators, and entrepreneurs in Indiana's ag bioscience sector, the sector where food, agriculture, science, and technology converge. A very special episode this week as we welcome Melissa Reckaway. She's the Senior Director of Talent for Agrinovis Indiana. And Melissa, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Gary. Glad to be here.
We want to talk about Field Atlas, which is a really exciting initiative just now underway at Agrinovis. But first, I think it would be instructive to get a little bit on your background.
I'm trained as an agriculture education teacher, taught high school agriculture, also served as the Executive Director of Indiana FFA. Had a break in there where I was a vice president of a bank for 8 years due to a move, but then came back to education and worked for the Indiana State Department of Education as the Director of Career and Technical Education. From there, moved to Indiana State Department of Agriculture and served as their Deputy Director. So really a great combination of education background, agriculture background, added in a little finance. It worked out very well to go to this next stage with Agrinovis.
Well, I know you employ all of that background in your role at Agrinovis now, and this new initiative, Field Atlas. I guess you'd call it a career exploration platform that Agrinovis launched just earlier this month. Project is a big role, again, a big part of your role at Agrinovis. Tell us a little bit about Field Atlas as a platform and why it was developed.
Field Atlas is a career exploration platform that's really focused on just ag bioscience. You can go out and find a number of different career exploration sites, but they're maybe broader than that. Really easy for students to get lost in them, and we wanted to really focus on just ag bioscience. The reason for that was there was a talent study done back in 2016, and what it found was we really needed to do more to attract students to those roles. The study broke those roles into two different areas. There's core and then there's allied. The core are those that are traditionally trained in agriculture or maybe science fields. And the allied are those students that could go anywhere. They're maybe IT, engineering, business. They have a varied background that can go to many different industries or sectors. As a sector and as an industry, we were doing a pretty good job with the core. We have Purdue University right here in our backyard, and they produce a number of great students that are able to fill those core roles. But when we got to the allied, there was definitely a struggle. So we need to find a way to attract students to the sector and let them know that, you know, their biology major or their business major or IT major has a great fit here, because I think they were not making that connection. So Field Atlas is going to bridge that for them, whether they're in high school or in college, already in that major. It's going to introduce them to the sector and let them have a deeper dive of what that career could be.
That introduction largely will be through a website that has been developed. What can students expect when they visit myfieldatlas.com? And in your view, what really sets it apart from other, maybe other career resources?
When we looked at career resources and websites, when you read those, they're always great information you're going to find about those careers. What's the possibility of a job in the future? What does that day-to-day work look like? It's very basic, but it's usually pulled from government OMNIT data. And many times it is not changed from that original form. So it's sort of like reading a research paper. We knew that would not engage Gen Z students. So we pulled that information so that we have the correct information, but we rewrote it in a Gen Z fashion so that when students are on the site, they're going to really engage and find interest in what they're looking at. When you go to the site, you're going to find really three main areas: careers, pathways, and employers. Currently, we have 91 careers out there. There's going to be more every day. We really started with the careers that I think students were going to be the most surprised by. There's a few that are traditional agriculture careers, but a lot of them are steeped in technology and engineering and science. The pathways, when we combined a number of different career areas, instead of just focusing on majors, we wanted to look at pathways. So if students have that general interest, they can look at what could they be doing in that pathway or that area of study. And we have linked all the Indiana universities to that pathway. So if a student's on that site, they think it's something they're interested in, they can see what universities offer that pathway. They can jump right into that university and take a deeper dive. That last piece that is a major highlight is the employers. If you go into a high school or even a freshman, sophomore level class at a university and ask what are the major employers in ag bioscience, they probably can't tell you. They might be able to get one or two, but we really want them to have a better understanding of what is available. We currently have 14 employers out there. We will add more of those as well. The employer's piece is not so much about, you know, what do they make and what's their mission, but the students really wanted to know, what's it like to work there? What does that company stand for, and what will my role be there? So we took a different approach to that, and the employers have videos as well to talk about that culture and what it's like to work there. And we also have videos with the careers. Over half the careers have videos attached to them. And that video is from somebody here in Indiana that holds that position, talking about how they got there and what they found of interest. There will be a newsletter. So even if you're a parent or a teacher, academic advisor, and you want to stay connected, you can sign up for the newsletter so you get highlights.
It really sounds like it's about casting a wider net when you talk about talent in Indiana. Talk about the reach of the platform that is Field Atlas.
When we built Field Atlas, and I kind of alluded to this earlier, is we do a pretty good job with those traditional agriculture jobs. When we built Field Atlas, we really want to attract those students that never saw themselves in that role. They don't think of the agriculture industry as someplace where they would have a future. Maybe their parents or even teachers don't see that. We see Field Atlas being designed to help them see that future. And it also has a lot of tools that are going to help them communicate that with a parent or a teacher, so that support system can help them along that journey. All the careers and the pathways have shareable links so they can email it to a teacher or a parent or share it on social. We really think that's the connection of getting them with that career and especially into our sector. So that's what I think it's really different about it, is those agriculture students are going to come naturally to the site. We're really wanting to find those that don't know they could be a part of this industry.
AgriNova certainly has focused a lot of energy and will continue to do so on talent development, building a pipeline for talent in the state of Indiana. As you have mentioned, students and businesses are a focus area of Field Atlas. But when you're talking to business on the business side of things, what are business leaders around the state telling you about their talent needs and wants and how they view the current talent situation in the state?
Well, I think it goes back to finding more potential in recruitment. Most of our companies do a great job of retaining employees. Once they get there, they're happy, they stay there, they feel like it's a great place and a great fit for them. But it's that recruitment and attraction. And really, we have to also, part of Field Atlas is changing how we present our companies. Our companies are used to selling a product, and our companies need to shift and kind of start selling themselves to these students so the students can make the connection of how they can fit there. Until they can make that connection, they're not as interested. When I talk to IT students, I find some that say, you know, they're looking at jobs at Google, at Amazon, and Salesforce. We have a lot of companies within the ag bioscience sector where the skill and the abilities that they have and would use at those companies, they can apply to our companies as well.
I think it's really important to point out that Field Atlas, the website's a big part of it, but it's much more than a website. You've got an ambassador program that's really meant to be hands-on on college campuses. Talk more about that ambassador program and how that plays a role in Field Atlas.
So the ambassador program is essentially an internship program for students on college campuses. When we looked at the state, we broke it into 9 different regions. To start off, when we have kicked off the site, we have 5 that are active. Those ambassadors were really looking for diverse students that are interested in sharing this message, connecting with students about how they can utilize Field Atlas. They may speak to student organizations, introduction classes, meet with students, professors, academic advisors, one-on-one to make sure that there's not questions about how Field Atlas could be used, and give a little bit of career advice if the students are struggling between different ideas or different majors. Career fairs are also going to be a big piece. We can't be at every university career fair, especially when many of them happen at the same time. Those ambassadors are going to be the extension of AgriNovus and Field Atlas on that campus. We're really pleased with the 6 ambassadors we have to start with. I think everyone recognizes Purdue University as an agriculture school, and maybe when they're thinking ambassadors, they were thinking we wanted agriculture students. Well, we've got a really diverse group. The students we have are representing Notre Dame, Purdue, Huntington, Butler, and Hanover, and only 2 of the 6 are actually in traditional agriculture majors. The other 4 are in majors that you would find connected to ag bioscience, but not what the average person would think is a traditional major.
I assume the pandemic has impacted the ambassador program, that hands-on situation. What has that impact been? And do you anticipate, once things return to normal, hopefully sooner rather than later, what do you anticipate? How do you see that changing?
It definitely has impacted it, but I think we have pivoted well and trying to find ways to make those connections. So those personal connections, those have moved to Zoom. Most of the clubs and the organization, the speaking, that's all Zoom presentations, but we're still making that impact. It's just not that personal touch we would like. The other piece that I guess is a benefit during this time period, because we're not able to be out meeting with people one-on-one, is those students are really building that list of who do we connect with on the campuses? Who do we build that relationship with? So it's giving us a little bit more research time, I would say, on how do we connect to the right areas within the universities. Once the pandemic has allowed us to get out or loosen those restrictions, students are really going to be able to have opportunities to connect with employers. Employers are going to have opportunities to connect with colleges they may not have a relationship with yet. When we talk to our employers, they tend to go to land-grant universities for hires. We have a lot of universities in the state that produce outstanding candidates. We just don't have that relationship built yet. Field Atlas is going to be that tool or that resource that's going to connect the students to the employers and the employers to the university, so we can build new connections. And I think that's really going to take off once we're able to do that face-to-face interaction and connection.
Melissa Reckaway is Senior Director of Talent for Agronovis Indiana. Melissa, thanks for joining us on the podcast. Field Atlas is a very creative and I think very important initiative that is being launched, and we look forward to following its progress.
Thank you, Gary.
And a reminder, too, to connect with Field Atlas, go to myfieldatlas.com. And thank you for joining us on the Ag Bioscience Podcast. It's a weekly production partnership between Agronovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. And remember to keep up to date with Agronovis by following them on Twitter and Instagram at @AgronovisIN. You can also find them on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so we can share more great ag bioscience stories like this one with more and more people. Thanks for joining us. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Kayla Chittister, Bridget O'Reilly, Libby Fritz, and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.